Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and huge thanks for supporting Spits and Suds. And I keep thanking you because you guys are doing your part. You guys are spreading the word. In fact, we are having an awesome June thanks to you. So together we continue to grow this thing. And so far we have given you some background on coaching candidates, David Carl from the University of Denver. We've talked about Neil Graham of the Texas Stars, former Texas Stars assistant, now coaching the Milwaukee Admirals, in fact, the all-time coaching leader as far as wins in Milwaukee, Carl Taylor. We talked about him. We also touched on Abbotsford head coach and former Stars forward Manny Malhotra, who is now in the Calder Cup Finals coaching for Abbotsford. And all of those episodes are available wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Just search for Spits and Suds. And today our coaching candidate deep dive is with a familiar name, Stars assistant coach Elaine Nazardine. Now, to some of you, you will automatically say nope, because you were thinking that he's just going to be like Pete DeBoer and you were looking for a complete cleanse behind the bench. And honestly, I can't necessarily argue with that, but actually Nazardine is more of a John Hines guy. And if you don't know or are familiar with John Hines, he's currently the head coach of the Minnesota Wild. And Hines has coached in the NHL with New Jersey, with Nashville, and now with the Minnesota Wild, and is well regarded in the NHL as a coach. So we actually don't hear much from assistant coaches, and actually that's the case in most sports. So we don't know a lot about Nazardine, but we do know a lot about Pete DeBoer because we talk about the stops Pete DeBoer has. So just quickly wanted to tell you the Nazardine-John Hines connection actually began with Scranton Wilkes-Barre in the AHL. That's the Penguins American Hockey League affiliate. Nazardine played 5 years with Scranton and he was the captain. He had such an impact as a coach and as a player that he's actually in the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Hall of Fame. So he went off to Europe, and a lot of players, when they do, and he was finished and he was scooped up immediately by John Hines to be his assistant in the AHL. So he was there 5 years as an assistant. What's interesting is a lot of times you have to earn your mark as in a coach. You have to go maybe as a junior coach first and then make your way through the East Coast League. But for Hines, it was from a player right to an assistant coach. And we've heard this before. He was known in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre for his coaching on the penalty kill and his work with the defense. And then he went to the New Jersey Devils with Hines. The duo was there for 5 seasons. The Devils struggled in season 5. Hines was let go. Nazardine took over, and they actually did better under Nazardine. 2016 and 2018, he actually remained as an assistant with Lindy Ruff, and then immediately picked up by the Dallas Stars. So that's kind of the quick story, and we wanted to do more of a deep dive on Nazardine. And so nice to join us, one of our Spits and Suds favorites, and I'm so glad you're supporting him in all of his efforts, and he won't talk about it, but I will. Robert Tiffin does an amazing job covering the Stars, and it's awesome to see him kind of living out his dream and giving us the information on a daily basis, which is so cool. Robert has an independent website, which you can subscribe to, called starsthoughts.com. And every time he joins us, we get great feedback. So to do a deeper dive on Alain Nazardine, it's the greatness of Robert Tiffin. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, Gavin. The weather's heating up, but hockey's still going. So that at least it's going as we speak. So that makes for a good summer in Texas.
Yeah, and kudos to Stars fans. I mean, we were talking about this before, the downloads that we're receiving on Spits and Suds and the continued interest in StarsThoughts.com in this offseason really shows how intrigued and how engaged this is as a hockey town, specifically since it's now the offseason.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of news, whether, you know, it's the rumors about trades in the last few days or, of course, Pete DeBoer getting let go after three pretty successful seasons, relatively speaking. So it makes sense on the one hand, you know, anyone that you'd expect that to drum up a little bit of interest. But what I think you and I have seen both kind of in our own avenues and collectively is that it's more than that. It's not just kind of some passing interest in one little thing. It's people want to keep talking hockey, and you know, that's why I'm glad that things like this exist so that people can keep doing that and listening to you doing that all year long.
So on the Nazardine front, you were a part of the exit interview. In fact, I thought you asked probably the most important interview question to Pete DeBoer when you asked, you know, regarding the conversation he had with Jake Oettinger, and Pete DeBoer said, no, I have not had a conversation with Jake Oettinger yet. So kudos and stick tap to you for bringing that up, because that was something that a lot of people were talking about afterwards. But
I don't remember if that was me or that might've been Sam Nessler. So I genuinely can't remember that.
All right.
It seems like a year ago now at this point. So I'm just going to kind of throw that out there so I don't accidentally steal his thunder. Obviously that ended up being a pretty big, a pretty big talking point.
So then
even though Jim Nill said, you know, he understood why,
right.
I think everyone agrees that would have, you know, lower the temperature a little bit if DeBoer had gone out of his way to have that chat and, you know, wasn't able to. So, yeah,
it did sound like they need a camera on the press so we can see who's asking the question.
Yeah. Right. That's the last thing they need, is people looking at us more. I try to stay away from the camera. Come on, Gavin, you promised me this was an audio podcast.
That's right. That's true. It's true. So on the Jim Nill announcement,
yes.
I personally was surprised when he said the assistant coaches were staying on. Talking with Sean, meaning Sean Shapiro, he said he would be surprised if Steve Spott was with the Stars organization to start the year. But I did find it interesting that Jim Nill did point out, and maybe that was to retain the rights to at least go through the interview process and protect Nazardine just in case he needed to be elevated. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there's two reasons kind of why I shouldn't say it didn't surprise me, because I think I probably would have flipped a coin if you'd asked me, do you think if DeBoer's going to get fired today, if you'd asked me the day before, do you think the assistant coaches are staying or leaving? And I think I would have flipped a coin, because, you know, it would have been hard to say. So when he said, you know, no, as of now, the plan is for them to all come back, I think all of us in the room kind of said, oh, okay, that's a little bit interesting. So I guess this was just a Pete DeBoer thing. But then again, you know, when push came to shove, DeBoer was kind of that sort of coach, right? He was the one making the Oettinger poll. That wasn't him and Jeffries. He was the one deciding which defensemen were going to be scratched in the playoffs, right? That wasn't Alain Nazardine so much when push came to shove. I'm sure they were having those conversations. But yeah, it was surprising to hear that they're going to be around. And now that words kind of started to trickle out that even, you know, like people like Nazardine, maybe even are getting interviews for that spot. We're seeing that wasn't just lip service, that they're actually taking a look at at least one of those guys.
I am intrigued, Robert, because clearly that was one of the things that was talked about after the season, was the defense needs to be better. And Nazardine is a defensive specialist.
He is. And it's funny, he was even that, like you talked about in Wilkes-Barre, he kind of naturally moved into that role right after his playing career ended. In some ways, the comparison, maybe this is just because the Texas Stars were playing until very recently. In some ways, he's kind of like the defensive version of Travis Morin, who finished up his career with the Texas Stars as a player in, I think, 2019. I'm sure Steven Meserve will correct me, or hopefully he will, because he knows this stuff like the back of his hand. But I think it was 2019 was Morin's last season. And then he hopped into coaching right after, like the very next season, he was a coach for the Texas Stars. So just right away, and I think Nazarene also had played for Wilkes-Barre a little bit as a player, so he kind of knew that organization pretty well when he jumped in there. So we see from Morin that that transition can work really well. Morin's been successful in Texas's, power play, which he's had a big hand in, although Neil Graham also has had a pretty big hand in it too. We've seen that be successful. So that kind of pattern, in some ways, that we've seen that before in Texas, a little bit of a player kind of jumping right over to the other side of the bench, on the bench, I guess, right? Jumping back behind the bench. I don't know how you phrase that. But his defensive acumen is pretty well known. I mean, I think that there's an argument to be made that if you want to bring a new voice in without disrupting all the good things the Stars have done, because again, you look at their goals against numbers, they've been really good, and it's not just been Jake Oettinger. As much as some people might say that, this isn't a Lindy Ruff team with better goaltending. This is a team that is much more defensively, overall defensively, stout, and Nazarene's a big part of that. And all the defensemen, I mean, it's not uncommon for assistant coaches to get along well with the players, but all the players I talked to this year, defensemen in particular, just kind of raved about Naz, just about him pointing things out, staying positive with them, passing along messages, even hard messages. He was honest with them, and that's really key, right? When you have players who might be getting scratched or trying to work their way back from injury, to have a guy like that who can help them. So, yeah, I think Nazarene's an interesting guy, and there's an argument to be made that he could kind of keep the good, but also maybe be a fresh voice. But there's also probably some challenges in doing that.
Since you're around the team so much, what kind of personality is Alain Nazarene?
An analogy that also makes sense to me is the Scott Arneil Rick Bowness thing.
Yes, good
If you
one.
remember, Scott Arneil was an assistant coach under Rick Bowness in Winnipeg for a couple of years, but then in Bowness's last year, I think it was the season before last or season before this one, Bowness and his wife both had some health issues that required him to be away from the team for a couple of different stretches. And so Scott Arneil kind of stepped up as a interim head coach, during the season for a couple of stretches, season before last. So he kind of got he I even asked him about this when the Jets were in town a little while back. And Arneil said, yeah, that made that transition so much easier. And there is one period when Nazarene was sort of doing that same thing, and
Yes.
that's during training camp and preseason when Pete DeBoer had his appendix out, and Nazarene was kind of Steve's spot, was really kind of the one who stepped in just because he's kind of DeBoer's right-hand man. But all the assistant coaches were kind of taking turns doing post-game media. All the assistant coaches were kind of having to step up when DeBoer was absent, and Nazarene, as someone who had been an interim head coach, like you mentioned, in New Jersey, clearly has no problem with that at all. He's got a lot of confidence, and all that to say, there's a lot there that would make sense. This wouldn't just be a, oh man, there's an assistant coach and the Stars are trying to just hire this guy instead of finding someone who's better. I think Nazarene is a lot closer to being kind of a ready-made product than a lot of other assistant coaches might be.
Boy, I absolutely love what you said about the Winnipeg Jets, because one of the things that I was thinking of and talking to my friends in Winnipeg, even they were a little bit surprised at, weren't expecting the same as Bonus, but at the same time, boy, did Winnipeg just come out and explode, almost a completely different team. Obviously, Hellebuck, they had good defense, but Arneil really provided an offensive spark that they didn't necessarily have under Bones.
Yeah, and that wasn't even necessarily the book on him at all, that, oh, this guy's going to come up and rev stuff up. If anything, people assumed he might be a little, just as conservative or even more so, in some ways. But sometimes I think having that internal perspective, that other guy who's on the bench, who's been having those conversations with the head coach for a while, he probably has some ideas or some thoughts that might not have been the same as the old head coach. And so when he finally gets a chance to implement them, just like Arneil did, it clearly everyone, even some people I talked to with the Winnipeg organization said, yeah, it was clear this was no longer a Bonus team. There were some changes, both in how they played and a couple of other things too, internally. But they kind of managed that magic trick of taking all the good from Rick Bowness, who reset the culture and did exactly what Winnipeg needed him to do after Paul Maurice just kind of ran out of gas there in Winnipeg and they needed a fresh voice. Which is ironic because, Scott O'Neill came in and was really successful. And of course, Maurice has been pretty successful in his
Yes.
new spot down in Florida too. But they did that the perfect thing, right? They kind of arrived at that Goldilocks scenario of, they all the good and responsibility from Rick Bonus's time there, but also with that new offensive spark that they didn't always quite have. And so there's a possibility, again, it was impressive for a reason because it's so rare. But there's a world in which Nasruddin could do something like that. I guarantee you that he has some different ideas about some players and some systems things that should he be given free rein to do so, you would see that. How would it work? Who knows? Who knows? But I guarantee you he has some thoughts, and it would be interesting. So if you want some idea of, look, if this guy gets hired, is there any hope that it could be different? Well, just look a little further north in the Central Division, and you have an example of a team that found that out.
Yeah, it's a very good example. And one of the things digging into this episode is, and you can't really do this as an assistant as much, but when he took over, he basically changed as far as the player-coach relationship in New Jersey. And he immediately met with every player and set expectations and then met in smaller groups. And there were a lot of veterans on that New Jersey team that responded to that. And a lot of good quotes coming out that I was reading about where he was extremely relatable and listened to the players.
Yeah, there was a good, oh, what was it? It was a really good Nasruddin profile by I think it was the Jesuit Roundup of all
Yes,
places
I read
caught up
that.
with him. I don't know if you saw that,
I
and
did.
they
I did.
I saw it when it came out, and I was looking at it the other day, and now I'm going off memory, but it talked about those things exactly, how he really makes that effort. And again, that's him talking about it. If you talk to players or other people about it, they're way more effusive, and they rave even more about how he manages this great thing of being honest. This player said this repeatedly. Like, he's not going to tell you you had a good game if you didn't have a good game. He'll be honest. Yeah, it was a rough one. Yeah, you blew that one. What are you going to do? And he works through it with them. And at the end of the day, people talk about, oh, players these days, or, oh no, Pete DeBoer got run out of town by all these privileged players or something like that. Most players will tell you they just want someone to be honest. And, they're humans. I'm sure there are times where they say they want honesty and then they don't like the honesty that they hear. But that's probably true of all of us, too. But Nasruddin seems to, at least in that role as an assistant, he seems to have threaded that needle really, really well. That said, when you're the head coach, that's a much tougher job. The buck stops with you, right? So you can't say, well, I know this other guy's making this decision to scratch you, but here's what we can work on. Now you're the guy scratching him, right? If you have seven defensemen, one of those guys gets scratched, and no matter how nice of a guy Nasruddin is, players want to play. So whoever that player is, I guarantee you he won't quite feel probably as warmly about Nasruddin as he did last year if he's the one sitting next year.
So I can make a big case to Stars fans for David Carl and his success at University of Denver. I can actually say, look what we got in Jim Montgomery and look how well regarded he is in the NHL. I can make that case and look how well he's done for Team USA and national championships at the University of Denver. And you got this new style coming in. You have a 35-year-old young, hip coach. I can make the case, look at the success with Neil Graham and all the young superstars and Maverick Bork and Logan Stankoven and Jason Robertson. And you can just go as far as the star system. And Steven Meserve and I talked about that the other day. You could talk about Carl Taylor and the success that he's had in Milwaukee. And everything you hear out of Milwaukee is a hard-nosed style, kind of a real tough play. Like when you play the Milwaukee Admirals, you feel it. And I think Stars fans would really appreciate that. I guess the question is, and maybe the organization, you do what's best for the organization and wins will get rid of everything. But can you sell Alain Nazardine as a guy who is going to change things around here? And Stars fans will be like, all right, let's go.
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There's a world in which, let's say that happens and Nasruddin gets moved into the head chair, and then Neil Graham gets moved up as an assistant, and that would probably be the spot Steve Spott is currently in, if you want Graham running the power play like he was down there. And I think you and Sean talked about that the other
Yeah.
day too, about Graham running that power play. And then probably you need someone else who, you know, running the defense like Nasruddin was. There's a world in which you kind of are doing both at once. You're both bringing Graham along and giving him that NHL experience on the bench, so that could make him an even better candidate for down the road, or if Nasruddin doesn't end up working out. And it also gives you a little bit more of a known quantity, like you say. As much as David Carl is, by all appearances, a really strong candidate, and there's a reason Chicago and a lot of other teams would love to have him, there is a jump going from college to the NHL for the first time. It's just a fact. There is a jump. Now, I think that jump is probably worth it, but Jim Montgomery had to learn some things his first season. I mean, we all remember that. That first season also involved the owner having some pretty harsh words via Jim Lights for
Yes.
two of the highest paid players on the team. So it's not like it was all sunshine and roses in Jim Montgomery's first year, and that was the season before things fell apart with what resulted in him getting fired for non-hockey related reasons. And even that season where Jim Montgomery got fired, that's the one that also started off where Jim Neal was probably pretty close to getting fired, we think, when the
Yes.
Stars started off. What was it, 1-7-1 or something like
Yeah.
that in Joe Pavelski's first year. So you know, even a highly touted college coach isn't necessarily going to come in and have the same start that the Stars have had in a couple of years under Pete DeBoer, where they've banked a lot of those points earlier, even if things aren't working. Whereas Nasruddin could be that guy that keeps a lot of things in place, allows players to kind of come in, feel pretty comfortable, and kind of know what to expect with some tweaks. And he'd have the time to make those tweaks in training camp. Really, it'd be like last year, since he was one of the main guys running training camp with DeBoer out anyway. So some things maybe wouldn't be too different. So I guess it depends on how much of a leap and a risk do you want to take when it comes to coaching. I think you, like you said, you could kind of argue, or I don't know if you said this, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you could argue Nasruddin is sort of a one step forward while also keeping one foot kind of planted in what you know. So how risky do you want to be?
Yeah, one of the things that was fascinating is you have 3 years of Western Conference Finals, and a lot of times when you have success like that, your assistant coaches are plucked. And I'm surprised with what he did in a short time in New Jersey and with what the fast ascension. I mean, we don't really think of Alain Nasruddin as a fast ascension, but that really was a quick ascension from player to assistant coach to interim head coach. And you know, I'm even wondering in this offseason why he didn't necessarily get some looks.
Yeah, part of it might have been just the candidates who were available. There were a lot of pretty solid veteran candidates. You know, I think you mentioned Rick Tocchet the other day, as someone that you were looking at, and you know, that obviously was a big, a lot of people were looking at him. I it wouldn't shock me if some feelers were put out and we just haven't heard about it. You know, sometimes coaches don't necessarily love to advertise who they're interviewing with, especially when they're currently employed by another team, even though Jim Neal has made it clear that you know, his assistants on, you know, his head coach's staff are more than welcome to interview for a job if it's a promotion usually. It's possible. I'll just say that. It's very possible that he did get some calls from some other teams. And frankly, why wouldn't he? When you look at the penalty kill that he's been running in Dallas, it's pretty consistently been really, really
Really good.
strong. And even in the playoffs, those first two rounds, that penalty kill was as important as anything. Now, I think Jake Ottinger was a big part of that in the playoffs in particular. But when you look at the 3 years that Nasruddin's been running that penalty kill in Dallas, absolutely. If you're a team looking to shore up your penalty kill, I think Nasruddin's one of the guys you would definitely look at interviewing for sure. So it wouldn't shock me if he got some of those calls.
Robert, from a hockey coaching perspective, elevating from an assistant coach to a head coach, when you have a defensive specialist like Nasruddin, who is so good on the penalty kill, you have so many duties when you're elevated to a head coach. How tough is it then to still be a coach as far as a specialist? Or is it just, here are my systems, here's what's implemented, and you support the assistant coach?
Yeah, some of this is also, you know, It depends on what you're talking about, I guess, is the big answer. And that's never a satisfying answer. But if you're talking about like running a video session where you're like, okay, we're going to have the penalty kill meeting, let's all go in there. The head coach needs usually a lieutenant to be running that and prepping that, getting the video cut together, looking for specific plays, what to focus on. That is better done by an assistant coach usually, because that's their world. They live in it. They have the time to be talking to that group of guys more frequently anyway. They're watching that. They're drawing up those plays. The head coach just can't be doing everything, right? Kind of like football, right? Yeah, the head coach is to some extent calling plays, but you need a defensive coordinator, an offensive coordinator. You know, you need those other guys too who can really dig in, because the head coach isn't always going to, even though he might see everything, he won't necessarily know the exact background of everything, just because he's pulled in so many different directions. That said, hockey is not football, and I do think that, a head coach is always going to have kind of his babies a little bit in terms of parts of the game that he cares about a lot or a little bit more. So it makes sense to have a lieutenant who can kind of communicate that vision. At the end of the day, the assistant coaches, you know, they report to the head coach, right? So they're on his staff at the end of the day. Now, sometimes that's a little bit of a balance. If the GM wants someone on their staff, that can be a little bit of a compromise. Depends on how much leverage the head coach has and so on and so forth. But ultimately, if Nasruddin has a defensive system in place, or let's say the penalty kill, I think he would want to bring someone on board. And frankly, I think Jim Noah would probably want to bring someone on board who would kind of keep that pretty consistent given how successful it's been. But you also need to give them the freedom to, you know, like anyone, when you give them a responsibility in any job, you want them to have a little bit of freedom to be creative within that, as long as they're responsible for it. And as long as they show that they can be successful with that. And absolutely.
You and Sean did such a good job with the collaboration the other day, and you can read about it at starsthoughts.com, where you guys talked about the coaching candidates. So I asked Sean the other day, is there a preference as far as a head guy that he'd like to see? So I ask you the same. Is there someone that intrigues you more than the others?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, there's a reason I was asking earlier about, you know, risk versus how creative do you want to be with the hire versus how much of a risk is it to hire an unknown quantity? Because the stars are really in this you usually don't see a team hiring a new coach in this position when they've made the Western Conference final three years in a row. And I'll just be kind of upfront that I tend to agree that David Carl seems like he probably has the highest ceiling just in terms of what he's done, how people talk about him, what type of person he seems to be. He's a very highly thought of person. So the potential ceiling there is pretty high. But again, that's a big jump coming from college to the NHL. Do I think he's capable of making it? Yeah, I think so. I think even given the work he's done in other tournaments and things like that too, you can see that this is someone who thinks about the game at a level that would probably translate, or if not, he'd learn really, really quickly. His history also from, I think you guys talked about the other day too, from, you know, his relationship with the University of Denver, kind of how early he got his start. I mean, yeah. Talking about Nasruddin jumping right into coaching, Carl's jumping right into coaching basically as a student. So...
Yeah, just got an extension. Yeah. I could see him saying, got a young family. Hey, I'll hang around here in Colorado. If something happens with the Avalanche, it's an easy transition. I don't have to move.
Yeah. But if I'm really going to go crazy and go out on a limb and see what I would like to see, what I would really enjoy seeing would be Neil Graham getting the keys to the car and just say, okay, you're the head coach now. Let's see how this works. I don't think that would necessarily be the lowest risk choice. That might actually be the highest risk choice in some ways, just because, you know, he hasn't been in the NHL. But I don't know. Sometimes I think that those relationships with players can do a lot for you, especially given the players that he's worked with.
Yeah.
And if you want a fresh voice, if you want someone to come in with confidence who also is really, really looking to win and is willing to think about things differently and push those buttons... and look, this is someone who could be around for a long time, right? He's really young in coaching terms. I mean, you know, frankly, so is David Carl, obviously, too. I think he's even younger than Graham. But I just think it'd be interesting as a purely entertainment prospect. I think it would be fun if they actually did that and said, yeah, this makes no sense from an outside perspective. We should be bringing in another Pete DeBoer type to get us over the hump, or Peter Laviolette or whatever, who I think Nasruddin played for Laviolette too at one point. I think it would be really entertaining if they brought Neil Graham in. So yeah. I'm no coach. I'm not even going to pretend to say that I know who would be the best coach or anything like that. But I would find it really entertaining if they did give Neil Graham that job, just because it would show how much confidence Jim Nill has in him. And, you know, it's a big chance for Graham to do a lot, right? That's a big swing, but if it works out, everyone's going to look like a genius.
Yeah. I think, you know, from like a, I brought this up with Sean because Sean was talking about the eye test, and I was like, okay, eye test for fans. And I'm using this just as an example. And then all of a sudden he's mentioned in some circles, which was, you know, pretty fascinating with Steve Ott. Like, you know, if you're a Stars fan and Steve Ott gets that position, you're like, all right, we're going to be tough. We're going to be physical. Even as an assistant coach, look with that St. Louis team. They're tough, you know, like things like that. That's what you're thinking. But is it necessarily the best move? And that's why I asked Steven Mazur from a toughness, you know, Neil Graham. And he did say, absolutely. You know, the Texas Stars were toe to toe with the Milwaukee Admirals. So, and actually took down the Milwaukee Admirals this year. So
yeah,
I did find that.
That was a big deal.
I'm with you with Graham. I love what Sean also said. He said, regardless of if he gets the head job or not, Neil Graham has to be behind the Stars bench. And I thought that was, you know, when you spend 5.5 years as the Texas Stars head coach, there has to be some elevation at some point with the success that he's had. And I think if you did bring someone from the outside, Neil Graham coming in with the relationship he has with so many players on the Dallas Stars, I think that would be chemistry that the players would invite, in that that message is getting through to the players that much quicker because it's coming from a coach that they trust, not an unknown coach coming from the outside.
I totally agree. And if you want my really wild take, the coaching hire that I think is actually the most, like, could potentially look the most genius, both before, during, and after, would be Glenn Gullitzen, if they could somehow get him back. Mm. Not necessarily because I think he's, you know, got the tactical brilliance of Pete DeBoer necessarily, although, you know, it's hard to argue with his power play work up in Edmonton. But because you kind of have all of those things, and who better to kind of have Neil Graham on his bench as an assistant than a coach who did that exact same thing as a Texas Stars coach and then moved up to Dallas to be a Dallas Stars coach. And plus Gullitzen, you know, selfishly, I've only kind of talked to him in passing once or twice. So, you know, he wouldn't know me from Adam, but everyone who has interacted with him only has really great things to say about him on the regular. So, you know, again, that's the case with a lot of coaches out there, but that to me, you're doing a lot of things there, but most importantly, you're taking away the person running Edmonton's power play. So if you want to get past Edmonton, take away one of their coaches.
That's a really good point. And I think that automatically people are going to say, well, he's never made it as a head coach, you know, let go in Dallas, let go in Calgary. But at the same time, at one point, Pete Carroll was known just as a specialist in the NFL. And look what he did as an NFL coach. So sometimes it takes time. You know, so that's
Paul Maurice.
Right? Yes. Perfect example. All right. I'm not going to ask you about Jason Robertson. We'll save that for another podcast. I'm just going to ask you, will you jump on my bandwagon to bring a new TANF to town? We can't get Chris, but boy, Brandon, to me, it's like, all right, Stars fans, you want that kind of like grit. That's an excellent forward shot blocker who's going to give you everything he has on a nightly basis. And I don't think he's going to cost a lot.
You know, Brandon Tatum is a player that I think I wrote about him really briefly, or at least talked about him with somebody on the internet before the deadline. As, oh, here's someone who probably wouldn't cost too much and maybe could be a little extra jump in a bottom six role or something like that. And oh my goodness, it's been too long. Didn't Winnipeg acquire him? Am I forgetting?
You're absolutely right. And he was good in the playoffs. Yeah. He was just so like, he was all, you know, I mean, he just like his brother, he just dives in front of pucks.
Yeah. The main issue for Dallas is that it's all about the salary. I wrote about this morning. It's all about the salary cap for them right now. They have what? 5 million, 4.9 million, and they got to sign at least five players. And so they probably will have to move out space to do any kind of move. So bringing in a player like Tanev, even though he's not going to cost, you know, $4 million or something like that, you probably need to figure out how much room you actually have, because there could be a point where you're saying, you know what, we could afford an $800,000 guy, but we couldn't afford a $1.2 million guy just for that spot, right? It could, like we saw with the backup goalie with Jim Nill last year, right? Like it came down to just a few hundred thousand dollars between Wedgwood and DeSmith. That was how little money they had to go around for that specific position. So a move like that, I was kind of thinking Tanev could be an interesting guy in that kind of low cost mold. Before they get him in free agency, they'd really have to know exactly how much money they have. And that's probably the number one job right now for Jim Nill, as well as hiring a coach, is figuring out and or clearing out space and how much space they have.
Well, we will elect you into the Spits and Suds Hall of Fame if Nazardine's in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Hall of Fame. And it's really funny, as I was preparing for this podcast, I actually had to watch YouTube videos to make sure that it's Wilkes-Barre, because a lot of people call it Wilkes-Barre.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, this is just a random late at night dive.
This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. This is Wilkes-Barre is actually the only hyphenated town in America. Now, there is one in North Carolina, but it was the formation of two cities into one. Wilkes-Barre, it was always one city. And it was Wilkes, two guys, Wilkes and Barre. And of course, we know Scranton is the home of the office.
I think we need to pivot to and launch a brand new spinoff podcast just talking about small towns in America. and their origins, because this is fascinating. This is genuinely right up my alley. I'm a big Bill Bryson guy, so all this little kind of nuts and bolts history stuff, I'm all over it.
It also shows that I need a life. That I'm doing these deep dives like this, and I was fascinated. I'm like, okay, let me learn about this because I want to pronounce it right. Because, like, for instance, on 105.3 The Fan the other day, you know, they were talking about the minor league of the Red Sox, and they were calling it Worcester. And I told them, I was like, I lived there for 2 years. It's Worcester. No one knows it's Worcester. So it's understandable. So I wanted to get Wilkes-Barre right. But you're in our Hall of Fame. It's starsthoughts.com. And you also write for D Magazine. You are terrific. You are a busy man putting up columns all over the place. So that's the bet. What do you have coming up? What can we look forward to?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am writing something that may even be out by the time people are listening to this.
Great.
About what is the difference right now between two pending unrestricted free agents named Matt Duchene and John Tavares. And if you could only have one of them, which one would you choose? And just how different are they? So there's a lot of a thought experiment there, because I wrote about this 7 years ago, when
yes,
Tavares was to do in his original kind of courting everyone, you know, the decision or his version of the decision. So now that we're at the end of that contract, looking at him again, is he still someone that the Stars would want to get? And would he even be a better version of Matt Duchene, or would he not? What sort of player? So I'm taking a look at that this week.
That's interesting because Dallas was intriguing for him.
Mm-hmm. They were in that final group of final five teams, I believe, that he spoke with.
And people need to know that, I'm not saying Austin Matthews had a down year, but John Tavares had a great year for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He was a major reason why they were so successful. So
he did. And yeah, and you'd want to talk about someone who, you know, he's not Joe Pavelski 2.0. He's a different player in a lot of ways, but you know, he was Joe Pavelski famously, right? A seventh round draft pick and all those sorts of things. Tavares, obviously, you know, he was an underager in the OHL, very highly touted. You know, he was very, very highly thought of. And of course, the city of New York, or at least Long Island, you know, will never forgive him for leaving them.
Yeah.
Because he was so good. But it's, as again, that's a question after the Stars kind of figure out their cap situation. But when it comes to, you know, what upgrades they could make, everyone's talked about Brad Marchand and players like that too. You know, I think John Tavares is someone that it's at least an interesting thought experiment about how would he change the Stars, and would he change them in a way that maybe they need to change right now?
And you're also adding a former captain into the room, similar to Pavelski and similar to Patrick Sharp.
Yep, exactly. And I think I think I successfully derailed your outro.
No,
so there you go.
You're the man. You're the man. Everyone needs to subscribe to starsthoughts.com because we need to support Robert just like he supports hockey here in DFW. So great deep dive on Alain Nazardine as we continue our coaching candidate deep dive. Special thanks to Robert Tiffin for joining us. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Absolutely, we'll have more podcasts to come. But until that day, have a great time, everyone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.